Talk to me a little bit about today, the session, and some of the major things that came out of Corn Congress this year.
Well, you know, today was our second meeting of Corn Congress here in Phoenix. We actually tallied up our priorities that we want to move forward with the 2015-2016 fiscal year. These priorities that we just settled on today as our delegates from all our states will now go to the Corn Board. The Corn Board will likely adopt these priorities, and we'll start our work for the next year.
Let's talk a little bit about those priorities and some of the big things for you guys.
Well, you know, as always, rises to the top. We've got our biofuels and ethanol and preserving the RFS. Trade and trade promotion was at the top of that list. And then, again, environmental policies and regulations come to the very top, and those three topics seem to be what we need to work on.
When we talk about this process, how important is it that it's a grassroots process, that your members are the ones setting your policies and bringing them forward to your board?
That's what we're all about. That's why we have 42,000 members and growing. Without these members telling us what they need from their states and what they expect us as a national board to do, that gives us our direction for the year. They know what we're doing. We know what they've tasked us to do. Everyone is clear with it, and we've seen that it works very well for us.
When we talk about those big policies, how does it relate to profitability for corn producers, especially as we're looking at maybe some tighter margins for over the next couple of years?
Well, yeah, we know that prices are down, margins are going to be tight. All those three topics I just gave you on trade, biotech, preserving the RFS, regulations, all plays in our profitability, all affects our bottom line. Anything we can do to promote new uses for corn or the old uses, pick up the trade, you know, get the RFS back where it's supposed to be to use that corn that we seem to have a good use for setting records every year in a 2 billion bushel. You got me a loss for words now, two billion bushel carryout. We need to use more corn. That's what we're going to do.